This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for the supply of spirits. Thank you for great grace. Thank you for open heaven. Thank you for access. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We wait on you, Son of God. We wait upon you, Jesus. Now come and bless us. Bless us, Lord. Bless us, Jesus. Bless us with light. Bless us with mercy. Bless us with grace. Increase us within. Enlarge us within. Show us good mercy and good help. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Honor to your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I've said to us, that I perceive the Holy Ghost is taking us down. Since the beginning of this month, we have covered the Christ. Then we went into the inheritance. We have been talking about inheritance. Because a good name is an inheritance. So when a man has a good name, it's an inheritance. So when a man has the name of Holy Ghost, he has earnest of the inheritance, which is earnest of the good. Because that's the three names they were about to be baptized into. According to Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them. So you can see there that the baptism is not once baptizing. So this baptizing is not water baptism. You have to do with baptizing in 19. Teach all nations, comma, baptizing them. Then verse 20 says, teaching them. So this baptizing them is teaching them in the name. That's what the name carries. The name represents authority. The name represents identity. The name represents nature. And ultimately, the name represents persons. So the name represents things. The name of Holy Ghost are things of the Holy Ghost. The name of Holy Ghost is identity of Holy Ghost. The name of Holy Ghost is the nature of Holy Ghost. And the name of Holy Ghost is the person of the Holy Ghost. When you hear me talk about the word things, I'm using the word substances of the Holy Ghost. So the name of Holy Ghost, the name of Holy Ghost is the things of the Holy Ghost. What has to do with his substance? The name of Holy Ghost is what? Is the identity that Holy Ghost carries. Because Holy Ghost is a person. But he had to wear an identity among the triune God. I mean Godhead. It's an identity that he has. That identity, Holy Ghost changes it. He can change it by wearing another identity. Holy Ghost can manifest as the Spirit of God. can administer the spirit of the Lord. He can minister the spirit of Christ. If he manifests the spirit of the Lord, he opens up his chamber, his faculties. So when you use the Holy Ghost, talk about a particular identity that he's putting on. And so, and his person is not limited to that identity. He can wear other identity. Just like Jesus. He has an identity of as the Word. But he also have other identity that is not limited to the Word. It's also called the Lamb. So it's an identity. So when you hear, when I say that, these three beings, the name, talking about their things, which is how to do with their substances, then their nature, then their identity. And that for identity means their office and their person. So their substance, their nature, their office, which is their identity. That's their office. Because there's the office of Holy Ghost. When you say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that's office. Those are offices. So you know. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is their offices. Because the Son is the Father. But when they come into the light of this, they didn't call him Everlasting Father. Unto us a child is born. Isaiah 6:6-9:6. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name. But it's because he's a son. That's how he has this identity. Yes, sir. When he was not a son, when he was not a child, he doesn't have this name. So it's a person, until a child is born, until a son is given, they put a semicolon. That this son has an identity that you can identify him. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. What is government? What is government? Government is a system of reign. That means he's going to, it's a system, an order. That means this name is going to be establishing an order, a system. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So you can see that, what are they talking about here? They are talking about an office. They are majorly talking about an office. That means when he's running his government,
yes, sir.
When the son is running his government, because, you know, a child cannot run the government. Galatians 4:1. For I say that the heir, as long as it's a child, unto us a child is born, differing nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutor and governor until the time appointed of the Father. So unto us a child is born. So he cannot. Unto us a son is given. So he's a son. He's the gift of the son. That the government shall be upon his shoulder. That means he's going to be running an office. He's going to be running a system. He's going to be running an order. He's going to be running a reign. And when he's running his reign is going to have different faces of his reign. He's going to have different faces of his government. His government, his order, his institution that is running. He's going to have different faces. So going to have a face called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. That means his government will, because it will keep increasing. That means all this name has increasing measure. So all this name, when he moved, arrived at his Wonderful, He is moving to a very terrific reign, order of reign. Counselor. I want to believe that order of counselor, Wonderful, they are operation of the creator. His government as a creator. When you read Isaiah 25, you will see that, oh Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee, I will praise thee, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsel of old are faithfulness and truth. So when you go back to this psalm, you will see that you're talking about things, former things. And the beginning. So they are the beginning, which is the creator word. The word of the creator. Your name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. You know, the son was not everlasting father. He became an everlasting father when he died. He was the word. He was just the word. Also, when you read Proverbs, you will see that he's wonderful. Also talk about wisdom. And that is wisdom, wonders and counsel are product of high wisdom in the beginning. That was with God. They are wonderful. So you see the word of wonder. So what brought me to this thing? I want just to say that. When they say baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you see that these names are offices that Jesus had. The Father in this Matthew 28:19 is all power in heaven and earth. It's Jesus, and John came and said unto them, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Even water baptism, some people does not know. They start to use this, as you know, Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. He's not talking about the God, the Father. He's talking about him. He's the one that had these three names. He wore these three names. He was the three offices. It's the identity. That when he carried that identity, which are his office, this order, there are things he will teach. That's why the teaching, the name of Holy Ghost does not speak of himself. He will speak about him. 14:16, and I pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. 26, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. In my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remember. So can you say, the first, when you are learning the name, is things. Is things first. Is the bringing of things. As I say, the name represents things. So things are substances. Things are material. Things are elements. Every office has its things. Every government has their things. Every system has their things. So the first thing, the first, when you are in the word of the name, are things. Then which things are substance. Going from substance, you move to nature. And you must know that substance and nature are coming from an identity, an office. Then there's a person. A person is standing in an office. And it's from that office that he sends out his things. He gives his things. So it can be an office. There is an office that I am. Like, look at us. Silver and gold have we not. But that which we have, we give unto you. So, where did he have what he gave? He has it from his office. Such as we have, we give. Such as we have, I give. So, it was from that office. From that office, he can give from that office. He can give his things. He can give his nature. But he has not given his person. So from the office of Christ, Christ can give his things. Christ can give his nature. Christ can give his word. Christ can give his law. But it's a Christ which is an office, but he's not giving his person out.
Holy Ghost can give his things. When Jesus Christ is carrying the mantle of Holy Ghost, he can give his things, give his nature. Like, one of the nature of Holy Ghost, that he shall not speak of himself. It's a nature in the Holy Ghost. What's why he here? Also, he's commanded, that what do we say? So you can say that clearly here, that in the name, that's why he didn't use the names. Because it's not talking about different persons. It's not in the names of the Father. It's in the name. Because Jesus came to reveal who the Father is. Jesus also came to reveal who the Holy Ghost is. Holy Ghost will never speak about himself. So the person that first of all reveal who Holy Ghost is Jesus. He want to know the things of Holy Ghost. He's the one that know the things. He's the one that know the word. He knows the substance of Holy Ghost. He knows the nature of Holy Ghost. He knows the identity of Holy Ghost and know the person of. So he came to Joker. When Joker lived on the earth for 30 years, he was revealing because I will say something. He said he was full of Holy Ghost for his mother's womb. So you can see that if John Baptist could be filled with Holy Ghost from the womb, you are sure that Joker is more. Because John said, he that is coming after me is mightier than I. So you can see that Jesus Christ from the womb, and as he became a child, grew into the name of Holy Ghost. And the child grew and was strong in the spirit. He has the things of Holy Ghost. He has the nature of Holy Ghost. And he has the office of Holy Ghost. Yeah, he carried the office of Holy Ghost. When he was upon the earth, Joker carried the office. Jesus carried the office of Holy Ghost. He was wearing that mantle. Because the Bible says, for God gave his spirit without measure. He carried the fullness of Holy Ghost. He was a man wore the fullness of Holy Ghost. In the office of Joker, wore the fullness of Holy Ghost. How do I know? He said, return back in the power of the Spirit. Joker was full of Holy Ghost. Was full of Holy Ghost. Not just filled. He was filled from the womb, but by the time he was born, he was full of Holy Ghost. John 4:1 say, and Jesus being full of Holy Ghost. Being full of Holy Ghost. This is not just things of Holy Ghost. This is not just substance of Holy Ghost. A man can have substance of Holy Ghost. A man can have nature of Holy Ghost. But man able to have the office because you need the nature to be able to operate the office very well. To run the office. Now God is not when he moves into this zone, is God does not put in the office without the substance of nature. Because they are eternal offices. They are eternal offices. That cannot be desecrated. You cannot bring abominations standing in those offices. So they will, before they will allow a soul to accept that office, he must have things and the nature. So that it does not foul. You don't foul those offices. The office of the third person in the Godhead. But Jesus may carry all the things, the substance, the nature, and the office of the Holy Ghost, but it's not the person of the Holy Ghost. Because there's still the person that in the Godhead, the person, because there are three persons, that person that is the one that is the owner of that office. But the beauty of these beings that they can leave their office for you to use. That's why they are one. They can leave their office. The Father does not feel cheated to allow Holy Ghost to be a father. In fact, the Father is not afraid to make the Son God. He called him God. Calling God in Psalm 45. He called him God in Hebrews 1:8. And unto the Son, he said, I truly know God is forever and ever. He set up righteousness, he set up thy kingdom. So I'm saying that there are things which are substances. And when you fellow with things of these beings, if you fellow with the things of the person of Holy Ghost, if you fellowship with them, you can fellowship with the nature of Holy Ghost. You can fellowship with the office of Holy Ghost. And then you can fellowship with the person of Holy Ghost. When you begin to fellowship with the person, you are fellowshipping with the seal, or you are having access to inheritance. God, those persons are inheritance. God told Levi, I will not give you anything. For your inheritance is the Lord. That means Holy Ghost can apportion himself. Deuteronomy 10:9 says, wherefore Levi have no part, nor inheritance. That's why I was teaching a few weeks ago. He said, for what part are the temple of God with an idol? That part. Levi have no part, nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord. So the inheritance of Levi is a person. The Lord is his inheritance, according as the Lord thy God promised him. But before Levi, the Lord is inheritance of Levi. But the Lord gave Levi something. Let thy Urim and Thummim be with thy Holy One. So they gave him things, Urim and Thummim. But God is not Urim and Thummim. Deuteronomy 33:8. In that says, it is Deuteronomy that he said, wherefore Levi had no part nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, according as the Lord thy God had promised him. Then Deuteronomy 33:8. And of Levi said, let thy Urim and thy Thummim be with thy Holy One, with whom thy day proof and mercy, with whom did thy straff at the water of Meribah. Can you see? There's water. You strive, you prove. Urim and Thummim are things of God. They are most holy things. Those are most holy faith, word. But they are different. They are his what? His things. Urim and Thummim. Deuteronomy 10, at that time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name unto this day. Therefore, Levi had no part nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his enter, according as he has promised. Deuteronomy 10, 8 and 9. So you can see Exodus 28:29. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the blessed spirit of judgment upon his heart, when he goeth in unto the holy place, for a memorial before the Lord continually. And that shall I put in the blessed plate of judgment. So the blessed plate of judgment, he has inner pockets, not external. So he has inner, like inner suit. So that shall I put in the, that is 28:30. That shall I put in the blessed plate of judgment, the Urim and the Thummim, they shall be upon Aaron's heart, when he goeth in before the Lord, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. So you can see, God gave Aaron things. Those things are not inheritance. So God can give you his things, which are his substances, and go ahead to give his nature. And eventually, you can even go ahead cause you to have, based on things, substances, and nature, you assess office. His office. They must be a person that stands in office. So when Joga was teaching, upper in heaven and earth have been given unto me, he said that I have assessed offices. The name of the Father is an office. The name of the Son is an office. The name of Holy Ghost is an office. But there is the Father, but just that is the Father. But there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. So Holy Ghost is one of the three. The Father is one of the three. So there's the Father. But when the Word became flesh and became Jesus Christ, he received the things, the nature. And because of that, he entered into offices of the Father. He can run things the way the Father runs it. Jesus could run things the way the Holy Ghost runs it. When Jesus was upon the earth, the disciples were running the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus Christ is Holy Ghost. He said, I will give you another comforter. So Holy Ghost is the comforter. But when he was upon the earth, he was the comforter of God. He was what Holy Ghost was supposed to be to them. He was to them. So Jesus was what Holy Ghost was meant to be to disciples. Jesus was to them. So he sent another comforter. Or another one on my instant. Where I was standing with you, I will bring another to stand there. Because I'm already standing there. So you don't need that another. When I leave, I will need to come and stay there. Jesus have taught the disciple everything about Holy Ghost. So it was easier for them. They had learned the things, those are the Holy Ghost, and the nature of Holy Ghost, he had demonstrated it to them. And the office of Holy Ghost has operated this. Because chapter 4, Luke said, and Jesus being full of Holy Ghost. I was saying, at that time, Holy Ghost has not yet been given. Because he had been given. They don't need Holy Ghost. Because he and them, it was like what Elkanah told Anna, am I not more than 7 sons unto thee? Jesus was more than Holy Ghost. Jesus, when he was in the flesh, had all things, the stature, the nature, and the office of Holy Ghost was operating it. Because, I don't know, he will look at it and say, this is the Holy Ghost. Breathe upon it and say, this is the Holy Ghost. But he said, but Holy Ghost as a person has not been given. So what the apostle received in the Pentecost is the person. Because before that time, they had the things. They had the things. They had the nature to a level. The coming of Holy Ghost is to come with his office and his person. That office was left. Jesus was one occupying it. And the person is what the other apostles received. Those apostles, they have the things of Holy Ghost and also have some level of nature. How do I know? Because what we made the face of Stephen to shine, that's Holy Ghost. Because your body is the temple of Holy Ghost. That body is full of Holy Ghost. So Holy Ghost was shining. Because if Moses does not have Holy Ghost on his inside, his face could shine. How much more the person that being full of the office and the person of Holy Ghost. So the face of Stephen that became shone, and that's why his face shone like the face of an angel, like a light. I being full of Holy Ghost, look up steadfastly unto heaven and saw the glory of God. And Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heaven open, the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried with a loud voice and stood their air and ran upon him with one accord. Verse 15. Another sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. So they could not describe what they saw. They say it's as if his face, it has been the face of an angel, but it's just Holy Ghost. Because angels are under Holy Ghost. Yeah. So when Jesus said, all power in heaven and on earth. What's all power in heaven and on earth? 1 John 5. For there are three that bear record in heaven. Three. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. To that Matthew 28. And Jesus came and spoke unto them. All power is given. What is all power? All the offices. The offices and the person is giving me. All power is given unto me in heaven. So all that is in heaven, they gave it to me. And in earth, what is on earth? Adam, living soul. He's the last Adam. He's the Son of Man. So inherited from earth. Inherited all the earth. To all the heaven. Who and the earth has all the power is given unto me. All the things, all the nature, all the offices, and to represent the persons. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name, not in names. It's not talking about, he's the representation Or is it representation? What? He has everything about baptizing in the name. But I mean, in the things, in the nature, the office. So that they can come into the blessedness of the person. Of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. 20. Teaching them. Can you say, to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, look at, say, teaching them. And lo, I am. So, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is I am. That's what I am. I am manifesting, I am operating in these three offices. I am. Not that I will be. This was after resurrection. When he finished resurrection. I am. With you always. But albeit for a little while you shall see me. After a little while you shall not see me no more. But I will stand under cover to come and stay with me. Which I abide with you forever. But I am with you. So he said, I am with you always. I, not Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost with you. But when Holy Ghost come, after a little while you will not see me. After a while you will soar. After a while I will come to you. I am with you always. Though I will send a person of Holy Ghost to come with his office to come and pray. But the person, why Holy Ghost come with his person is to bring me back. But now when he's bringing me back now, he's going to bring me back as a spirit entity. I'm not going to come as a thing you can see with your physical eyes anymore. I'll be spiritual. Ephesians 1:3. God bless the God and the Father of Lord Jesus Christ. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Then 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of Lord Jesus Christ. Who are come to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So blessed be the God who are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. They call the blessing of things, the blessing of substance, the blessing of nature, the blessing of the office, and the blessing of person as spiritual blessings. They are all blessings. When you have spiritual substance, it's a blessing. When you have the nature, it's a blessing. Or you are blessed more. When you have the blessing of the office, when the Holy Ghost comes to you in his regalia of his office, in with all his office, the power of his office, he is stronger than when he comes in the strength of his things or nature to you. So Joker say, I am with you. I am with you always. I am with you always. I am with you always. I am with you. I am with you. I am the Father with you. I am the Son with you. I am the Holy Ghost with you. I am with you. Always. Even unto the end of the age. Even unto the end of the age. Amen. So baptizing is confirming the things to you. The things of Holy Ghost to you. Which Jesus Christ has them in their pedigrees. Pedigree as a substance, pedigree as a nature, pedigree as an office. When you have the person of the fullness of the Holy Ghost, you can operate in the office. Look at Paul in Corinthians. Paul will say, I think I have the Holy Ghost. I think also that I have the Spirit of God. He repeated like three times. In 1 Corinthians 7:39, the wife is bound by the law as long as her husband is liveth. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord. But she is happier if she can show her by after my judgment. I have the Spirit. I have the Spirit of God. If Holy Ghost come here, he will not say more, he will not say anything different from me. I have the Spirit. I have that person. I have the Spirit of God. I have both the law of God and I have the person. And I can now stand instead. You know, it's not new. You find angels standing in place instead of Jesus. Like that angel with the brass that was talking to Jesus. It was not Jesus. It was the angel. I'm the angel. I'm the angel. He repeated again and again. I, Jesus, sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I'm the root and the offspring of David. That angel took over. and the bright and the morning star. So this angel was instead of Jesus. It was signifying. So he was showing himself like Jehovah. So Jehovah, when he was born again, was showing himself like Holy Ghost. When you see some of the behavior of Jehovah, it's Holy Ghost. He behaved like Holy Ghost. He signifies like Holy Ghost. So he can, so he's not, he can only signify the person of Holy Ghost. Because Holy Ghost can signify the person of Jesus to you. Holy Ghost can signify the person of the Father to you. And Holy Ghost can signify the person of the Son to you. But Holy Ghost is not permitted to signify his person himself. He can only signify the Son, the Father, and God. So when he came to signify who the Holy Ghost is, Jesus had to come and signify who the Holy Ghost is. That's why they said, look at me. Jesus was talking. He said, whosoever sin a sin against the Son of Man, he shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speak blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, where is the Holy Ghost that he said they are blaspheming? It's him. He's the one. Holy Ghost was the one that Jesus was manifesting. If you fire by the Spirit of God, cast out the devil. Therefore, the kingdom of God is coming to you. What's the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The ministry of Jesus 3 years now, he was manifesting the Holy Ghost, he was manifesting the Son, he was manifesting the Father. Wherefore, I say unto you, but if I cast out devil by the Spirit of God, what the Spirit of God there is the Holy Ghost, then the kingdom is come unto you. Or hence, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods? Instead, he first burn the strong man, then he will spoil his house. First burn the strong man. There's the man, and there is his house, and there is his goods. And Jesus has also taught the same thing in Matthew 24. He must make you servant or ruler over his household. Then he later, the son servant that he makes servant over his goods before he made them over his household. But here in 24, he makes servant that already a ruler over his household to give them meat. So these servants have access to meat already. So it's a member that is taking care of household. So you see that this servant is higher than other servants. Other servants, they are servant over goods. He's a servant over meat. But the other servant, who are under this servant, this servant is a ruler. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? Whom is lost and made? Whom is lost and made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant. This servant is a ruler over household. Blessed is a servant, but it's a servant is a ruler. Whom is Lord? When he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. What does it mean? The servant will divide him to marshal resources. They will move him from just taking care of household and move him. Like what happened to Joseph? And Joseph find grace in his sight and he served him. And he make his servant, so he's a servant, he served him. And he made him overseer over his house. Because he could be a servant over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hand. So there's this house, and there's all he had, his substances. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph and said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wrought not what is with me in the house. He has committed all that he had to my hand. Two things. There's no greater in this house than I. So that servant has come to a place where nothing is greater in that house, nobody. That was exactly the state of Eliezer that Abraham told to put his hand upon the tower to go and look for a wife for his son. Because before that time, Abraham said, with this Eliezer, will he be there? God said, no. So Eliezer was like a son. So there's a servant over the house. There's a servant over what? Over all the goods. So the goods are things, substances. The house is nature. When you have nature, you have house. When you have been built with God's law, you have nature. God's law is a river of nature formation. When a man has laws of God, he has nature of God. Because you have the law of faith, you have the law of hope, you have love. You are, that's nature. And you have to have nature to begin to gabbrate truth to person so that you can have an office. They talk about angels that left their estates. Jude 1 says, and the angel who kept not their first estate, what is their estate? Their estate is their person. They left it. But left their own habitation. Can you see? Estates and habitation. Habitation, their estate is higher than their habitation. Their first estate, their own habitation. Their habitation is their offices. He has reserved in everlasting chain under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. So when they left their estate, which is their person, then they left their offices. Then they corrupted their substances, like Lucifer did. And they corrupted their nature. Someone said, that does this relate to the word water? Substances are word, water, seed, nature are laws. When you have laws, you have nature. Because what make dog to bark? What make dog dog? What make dog nature is his law that is out of him. Change that law, it will change his nature. What make human nature is his law. When they change the king of Babylon, they change the law, he became like the beast of the field. His skin, because they altered the law, his nature, he began to grow fall like a beast in the field because they altered the nature. They altered the law, so you have another nature. So the law is even for nature. When you have the law, your nature will be formed. Then you are now ready for persons. You are ready for the blessing of the gift of persons. And likewise, if there are offices, you can operate in that office or that habitation. So Jesus, when he was on the earth, he was teaching. He told them, if I cast out the devil by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto what is the kingdom of God? The reign of Holy Ghost. Because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Because you cannot cast out devil without what? Without this Holy Ghost. By the Spirit of God. 29:30. Oh, and how can one enter into a strong man's house? So I talk about this house and spoil his goods and house. Except enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods. So can you see his house, they are good. Except he first bind the strong man. So there's the strong man, there's his goods, and there's his house. So the person, then he will spoil his house. He, and the saint wisdom is what Paul was teaching. By wisdom, it's an house built. By understanding, it is established. And by knowledge, it is filled with what? With all precious and pleasant substances or treasures. Establishment is nature. So, except he first bind the strong man, then he will spoil his house. He that is not with me is against me. And he that gathered not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. So why did the Holy Ghost come to this picture? Because he was by the Spirit cast out, he was Holy Ghost. So whenever you say the Spirit of Beelzebub, you are speaking against what Holy Ghost. So Holy Ghost was on the earth because Jesus was standing in that office operating as Holy Ghost. So one man was enough as if Holy Ghost was. That's why when he was about to leave, he said, I can't leave you comfortably. I will send you another. Where I'm standing was what Holy Ghost will be doing to you. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto you, but blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Whosoever therefore speak a word against the Son of Man, he shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, he shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. He that made the tree good, his fruit good. Or else made the tree corrupt and his food corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. What is his fruit? His fruit is called the fruit of the Spirit. What's the fruit of the Spirit? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So what is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus? The nature of formation. So to make the tree good is to construct the nature. Make the tree good. Construct the nature. With what? Construct the nature by the law. Either made the tree good and its fruit good, or made the tree corrupt. Make the tree a so failure. So you can make the tree corrupt and its fruit good. So what made good? Hallelujah. What made good? What maketh good? There's something that make good. Made the tree good. Make it good. Make it. Make the tree good. Make the tree good. The tree is the person. Make amoka.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Sure that the Benatom and Atiata bound to get a good Sabina good Akatamana to good count good Kalibuna Kata should take a lemon or cost that good Simanto good Salibana good good person good persons good persons good of persons good persons persons good. Make good, give good. See good, give good. Making good. Good persons, making good. Making good, making good, making good. Good persons. Allocation good. Allocate good, allocate good. Things good, things good. For these are things good. These are substances good. Many of it all land to teach to make good persons. Oh, lipate lep nash to feladina. Make you good, making you good. Make you good, making you good. By allocation of things good. By allocation of persons good. By allocation of nature good. Come to good nature. Come to our nature. Come. Come, come, come and come to good, come to halt, come again, come and take good, that which is good, that which is good, that which is good, is a count, is a counting, is a counting, counting of that which you are given, giving it and counting it until you are raised, you are established, you are made good, person good, nature good, law good, substance good, things good, authority good. Then come to authority, come to person, come to all things good, all things good, for we are good, and we give good, said the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus. So, make the tree good. So it shows that there should be a re-engineering, that everyone that comes to Jesus, when they are baptizing in the name of Holy Ghost, that is where you start the process of becoming good. Baptizing and teaching. Teaching and baptizing them. Teaching them. Teach them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But you can't start with the Father, you start with the Holy Ghost. Yes, so that's the joke. I have taught the disciples Holy Ghost. So you made them good. Is re-engineering, converting. The same word that I taught in this Matthew, made the tree good and the fruit, and its fruit good. Or hence, made the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. So to make us good, so that will not be corrupt tree. Because every man is corrupt. Every man is corrupt. How do you change that which is corrupt to become good and move it to become acceptable and make it to become perfect? So the beginning is the Holy Spirit. Use the word Holy Ghost. The kingdom start coming to you like Holy Ghost. So the when you receive the person of Holy Ghost, that is the earnest of the kingdom. The earnest of the kingdom has come to you when you receive the seal of Holy Ghost, the earnest of the kingdom, not when you receive baptism of Holy Ghost. So they want to give the kingdom to you. So the first allocation of the kingdom is Holy Ghost in 30-fold when you have the seal of Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost has his righteousness. Holy Ghost has his peace. Holy Ghost has his joy. Christ has his righteousness. Christ has his peace. Christ has his joy. The Father has his righteousness. The Father has his peace. And Father has his joy. How do I know that the Father has his joy? When you read 1 John chapter 1, verse 4. That which we have heard and declare unto you, that you may also may have fellowship with us. I fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And this I have written unto you, that your joy may be full. So you can see when you arrive at the fellowship with the Father and Son, you arrive at the point of fullness of full joy. It's all the same thing. John chapter 15. This thing have I spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you. There's my joy. And that your joy might be full. So my joy to remain in you. Or what? That your joy might be full. What is their own joy? My joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So at least they have a joy that's not yet full. What is the joy? Holy Ghost is their own joy. That's their own joy for now. But it's my joy. Because later we saw what he made mention of my joy there. My joy, he made mention of it in 16 and 17. If you ask nothing in my name, ask and you shall receive. That judge said, you have not yet asked anything in my name. My name. So when you ask something in my name there is to reveal the things of the Son and the Father to you, which you don't yet have access to. When you have those things, your joy, those things, he will add more joy to you. Because by this time around, you already have the things of Christ inside of him. He has the way, the truth, and life to the Father. That your joy might be full. What they are telling you to ask there is not for car. It's not for corruptible thing. It's to ask for substances. It's for them to ask for what? The blessing of nature. And ask for the blessing of persons. 17:13. And now come I unto thee. This thing I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in them. My joy fulfilled. My joy will fill them up. Fulfill my joy. Not their own joy. Their own joy that they have is that they have led the things of the Holy Ghost. Yes, so what did the apostle
apostle bore witness to the death and the resurrection of Jesus. His sufferings there, which is the allocation of the anointing after the flesh. And the flesh, the body of Jesus, is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ carry Holy Ghost in his body. So that's the manifestation that they know. Their eyes of understanding is not open to no spiritual things yet. Because you cannot accept the things of Christ until your eyes of understanding is open. So what they correlated with Jesus Christ, they have known Jesus in the flesh. We know Christ in the flesh. And Christ in the flesh is overseen by the activity of Holy Ghost. Because Christ in the flesh is what is the temple of Holy Ghost. Christ in the flesh is the temple of Holy Ghost. So that was a joy. But that joy needs to be full. So we're then to move into the name, the office, and the person of the Son, which is Christ. But Jesus Christ has taught the disciple. Disciple know very well the things of the Holy Ghost. Because he said, as I've what I've spoken to you, he saw in the book of Acts of Apostles, as I've spoken to you about the Holy Ghost, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come unto you. You will receive the person of the Holy Ghost. And you will receive everything that he has to offer when it comes to you. So you can see that what they received the day of Pentecost, they received the both the office. The Holy Ghost came with his office. You shall see, power of the Holy Ghost has come unto you. He came with his office and they grew into his person, which is the seal. I was tracking it. I said, if you see that, Peter was still filled with Holy Ghost and with the rest of them, and John as an art form. When we were shaking, we were filled with Holy Ghost. And we saw an interjection of lying against Holy Ghost in chapter 5. But later, towards the tail end, they make mention nobody can join them. The number of disciples, nobody can join them in chapter 5. After Ananias and Sapphira died in Acts 5, you saw Holy Ghost manifestation again. In chapter 5, towards the tail end. And great fear came upon all the churches and upon as many as heard this thing. And by the hand of the apostle, we are many signs and wonder wrought among the people. And they were with one accord in Solomon's palace. And of the rest, does no one join himself to them, but the people magnified them. Verse 29 or 5. Then Peter and the other apostle answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. 30. And the God of our father raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hung on the tree. In our God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel, I'm going to sing. And we are his witnesses of this thing, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obeyed him, not to them that believed him. He didn't say the battle with the Holy Ghost. We are his witness of this thing, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey him, not to them that believe. There's Holy Ghost to them that believe. But there's the gift of Holy Ghost to them that obey. So as chapter 5, before, it's not just because they were filled with Holy Ghost. As chapter 4, they were filled with Holy Ghost when they pray. But chapter 5, these apostles, they have given them the person of the Holy Ghost. That's what could have make Ananias and Sapphira to smoothen. Look at me, man. Samuel Frenia. Megarona sobari karamato stebrena koroni. Yele sesemero fapa. Mandre macadrosa breno cabroma. Maileru capari casato ningo. Yako mademake seberne. Yaye! Merenota. Masose mitori caparno sandoya. Mestali caramas santori mo keke. Seco keke. Mecaniate caca. Magaca. Migo. Hakanico. Mecanioca diacoca. Maigoni. Maigo mago. Migo de cote. Migo. Aningo. Magaga diaga. Mayagia, mega, hi, hi lofa, zai, mavalosa, magaloaga, alamariande gagabosa, mayose, mise, manimose, setu, maigo setu, setu, simi setu, seconia setu, stego masters.
Measures, givens. Takings, have him. Measures till you have him. You have him. Inherit him. taking food. Obedience is commandments of him. Have him, having, for to have him is the giving of him. Yet substance upon substance, things upon things. Oh, Pilatonic commando, person him, have him, to have him is that you have him, is that you have him. Come to sealing, full, until you have him. Eliminate, see patterns, see samples, even before you. Have him. Don't be satisfied with that measure. Come and have him. As inheritance. Seal it up the song. Seal the spirit.
Amen. I love that one. Seal up the song. You can have your substance and you have the nature. So I was saying, but you must have the person as an inheritance. So you can have the word of a person, which are substances, is water, is law, but have the Holy Ghost. So yeah, you see this at 5:3. He repeated it twice. But Peter said, Ananias, why have thy Satan feed thy heart? Where Holy Ghost was supposed to feed? This man was with the Holy Ghost. So why has Satan feed thy heart? To lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land. For you have not lied to man, but to the Holy Ghost. He said it again. But he was standing before Peter. Peter had the person, inheritance of the Holy Ghost as a person. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan feed thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep that part of the price of the land? Where it remained, was it not thy own? After it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why thy conceived this thing in thy heart? That hath not lied unto men, but unto God. But for heaven's sake, Ananias will say, where is the Holy Ghost I lied to? It's Peter, you are the one I lied to. Where is God that I lied to? But Ananias does not know that this is not the first time Ananias been lying. He does not know that when everybody got filled with Holy Ghost, some people were journeying, and by this time around, Peter did not only have the things of Holy Ghost. He does not only have the nature of Holy Ghost, but by this time around, he has come to a place, the office of Holy Ghost, and the seal of the psalm of the person of the Holy Ghost was already bearing that seal. That he was bearing the name of Holy Ghost. Because we made Peter talk, the man collapsed and fell down. It was as if Holy Ghost spoke out. Man was saying, "Share the Holy Ghost." You know, when we are on that tongue, we say, "Share the Holy Ghost." It's not Peter, he said, "Share the Holy Ghost." It was Holy Ghost that was speaking. Because that man was already a temple of Holy Ghost, and Holy Ghost was dwelling in him with Holy Ghost and power. And then I heard this word, fell down. But the one I heard was the word of Peter. But the other word of Peter is the Holy Ghost. And Ananias hearing this word, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came upon all them that heard this thing. Verse 7. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. Peter said unto him, tell me whether you sold the lamb for so much. And he said, yea, for so much. And Peter said unto him, how is it that ye have agreed together to tend the spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which are buried their husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down, stable at his feet. And yielded up the ghost, and the young man came in and took her dead, and carried her forth and buried her. You see, the family did not come to challenge Peter, because everybody is running away from their life. We have to be careful, because me, I want this thing. Not to kill people. I'm not want to kill anybody, but I want the seal of Holy Ghost. You know why? Why we have not received this thing? Because we are not doing conversations. There's a conversation of the Holy Ghost that we must learn very well. Conversation of being full of faith, full of wisdom, good. So it's going to say, this was a kingdom in a measure. Because if I by the Spirit cast out the devil, the kingdom of God is coming. It's a righteousness.
Because there's no way you receive the seal, the sum of the seal of a person, the sum of the seal, which is the person, the sum of the seal, which is the person of the Holy Ghost, the sum of the seal, which is the person of the Son or Christ, the seal of Christ, or the sum of the seal of the Father. And you will not be. Because you are receiving the righteousness, the peace, and the joy of that dominion. This was a dominion. It's a government. Was an order. So Peter came into the sum of the seal of the person before you start seeing all the rest in chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8. Yes, so 6, 7, 8, where all the seven also came into what Peter came into. Yes, so Peter and the apostle, because they were ahead of the people. They were ahead of the people. Where the people were still relating with the things of Holy Ghost. Substances of Holy Ghost, nature of Holy Ghost. Because in that thing, there were different levels. People were still hiding food. Even now, you see, people are telling people, yeah, after what happened 5, will you see people be. That's why you will know that so sad. You feel that nobody will share food anymore. You will think that nobody will have food. Food? Ah, the last time that they hide, somebody hide half of the money. He died. How should I hide food? You can see. That's chapter 6, so. And in those days, when the number of disciples were multiplied, there arose murmuring of the Grecian among the Hebrew, because their widows were neglected in the elimination. The 12 called it, so they neglected them. Some people were carrying food, they left some people. You thought that fear will enter people's hearts. Now, about this time, when the number of disciples were increasing, a complaint was made by the Hellenes, Greek-speaking Jews, against the native Hebrews. Because their widow were being overlooked in daily serving of food. Can you see? We must not have that kind of heart in our midst. I beg you, you that are in the houses, in the household, we must not be people that do eye service. Holy Ghost in our midst. If truly you want the seal of the Son, you want Holy Ghost to come with his person, not just his things, not just his nature. You want his things. You want it to come in his office. To come and live in you. And when it comes, it's coming with power. You want it to come with his full essence. My brother, you can't be playing pranks in the midst of God's people. We must trust the Lord to re-engineer. Like I say, make the tree good and his food good. We must make good Holy Ghost. Those kind of lifestyle that does not magnify the Lord must be. We must get rid of it. Had it of us. Get it out of us. Out of our system. Ananias and Sapphira were filled with the Holy Ghost. But they don't know that the man they are standing for does not have only filled with Holy Ghost, with tongue and prophecy. The man is filled with the things of Holy Ghost. Because Paul made us to know this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The wisdom which Holy Ghost teacheth. There are things that Holy Ghost are, because this man, there's wisdom which Holy Ghost teaches. So Holy Ghost starts teaching wisdom from when you learn the way of the Spirit. It's a wisdom. Because they have testimony about this man, men who are honest, full of wisdom, full of Holy Ghost. That's what it's called. So the Holy Ghost has taught them wisdom in Acts 6. Brethren, look here among you, 7 men of honest report, full of Holy Ghost and wisdom. So there's a wisdom that this man came into whom we may appoint over this business. God punish unfaithfulness to service in the house of God. Don't be a worker if you're not going to be faithful. All right, then, go and read Matthew. Go and read Mark. Go and read Luke. Go and see how severe it was to those who are serving in the house. If you're a worker with service member, God is very, very, very. Some of you see, when you are serving, that's why God will tell, if God could say in Colossians 2 and 3, that servants that are Christian should not do eye service to service, should not do eye service when they are serving their master, even to not to those who are shrewd, but they serve them unto the law. That is not church. is outside business. How much more, he said, for knowing that the Lord, he shall receive the reward of inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he had done, and there's no respect of person. If you are in church, when you are serving, or you are serving God, those who do wrong, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done. And there's no respect of person. Can you see? God is not God. The way God will reward with the reward of the inheritance. God also will, if you do wrong, when you are serving a bad master, you also be rewarded. So God does not play. God does not play with service. That's one of the reasons why I am very, very careful. When I say you are not faithful with certain things, I don't give you responsibility. These are things that I knew. Or I saw in your service, you are not paying attention to details. You just do things shabbily. When you see every servant, when you talk about the parable, even the one they gave out to Bob out to win, he cast him out into a place of darkness. When it comes to service to God, God will not receive 30%. God wants faithfulness. Especially in the season of everlasting life. They judge you very, very sharp when you attend to service. Anyhow, they will not spare unfaithfulness. They will give wrong. Either if you do wrong, God does not respect you. You won't say because you are served better before, and you now want to mess up service now. God, this is the New Testament. This thing looks as exactly like Ezekiel or Jeremiah. The wicked man that have been doing wickedly, he turned. God will forget all his wickedness and started doing righteousness. Righteous that have been doing righteousness, and he forgot about his righteousness, and God will judge based on wickedness. He said, he will receive. He said, God is without God, for the law is without respect of person. No, they show respect. And as a friend, should not have sold anything and bring it. She just give their money. Because it is required in stewardship to be find faithful. Anything they put to you must be faithful with it. If you're not going to be faithful, believe it. Go to the pastor, tell them, I can't do this thing. Please, I beg you. Don't give room to service. Don't give room. That's why, you see, it's very, very important. You must do it with all your heart. With your heart. Don't do something and behind your pastor, behind your leader, you are gagging up. Obey in all things your master according to the flesh. This is not spiritual. Not with eye services as man pleaser, but in singleness of heart. What that be a problem for an answer? I feel like their heart is not single. They are double. They divided things into two. Everybody is doing singleness of heart. When you come to God, you must have singleness of heart. Singleness of heart. Fearing God. For whatsoever you do, do it heartily. 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 As to the Lord and not unto men. Know that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord your Christ. Then the next verse, 25. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong. Shall receive. The way you will go to receive the reward of inheritance, you shall also receive for the wrong which you have done, and there's no respect of person. Please, I beg us. This is not the time where you mess things up. We are not only teaching the Holy Ghost, we are teaching things of the Son and the Father, and teaching the things of everlasting life. Please, I beg you. If you want to serve, serve well. If you don't want to serve, serve, leave it. Don't serve and do things anyhow. Don't let what you are serving, quality of it, excellence of it is dropping. I beg you. Anything you are doing, you must do it heartily as unto the Lord. You must do it in singleness of heart. You must know there's a reward behind it. You must know there's a reward. You're going to have a reward though. You must know it. So don't do things shabbily. Be faithful. It requires faithfulness. When you read the book of Matthew 27:24, all the servants, the master does not spare them. They don't spare unfaithfulness. They don't spare unfaithfulness. They pay. They pay back wrong thing. When you give them, that's why you must not. People live with you. You must make sure you serve them. If you are living with bread, then you are living with your brother. Serve each other. Don't do it. Don't do eye service. When you pretend. When it's time to cook food, you sleep as you are sleeping. When everybody's doing it, when everybody's cleaning, you are pretending. There's a wrong. If you do it, if you're not serving your brother together, you're living together, you're not serving one another. He that doeth wrong shall receive. I'm not the one that said it, it's in the Bible. The wrong which he had done. And there's no respect of person. Serve where? Obey God. Serve God. Serve men. Serve men, oh. Say, me, I know they serve men. Oh, my brother, be careful. And when you're serving, be faithful. Do it with singleness of heart. Do it with gladness of heart. Do it joy in your heart. Don't do it with complaining. Don't do it with bitterness. Do it with joy when you're serving me. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Shalom.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.